advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Is it wrong, guys?
If it's wrong, then I don't want to be right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm waiting for it. That's very subjective. What's it?
Before I know. You haven't said your answer yet.
Right.
Is it wrong?
Well, you heard my answer.
No matter what I say, I'm fucked on this. I disagree with whatever it is, Brad.
Cannibalism.
Yeah, there you go. I don't think you should do it.
It's wrong. Me and Dave don't want to be right.
It tastes like baby veal. Yeah. That's what I hear.
Dave cannibalizes plants. Just eats them all.
He is.
Technically, I can't unless I am a plant.
Is there a plant? Is there a plant that eats a plant?
Yeah, probably. You are.
Maybe.
Cannibal plants. We're going to talk about those on the Sofa King Podcast.
Hey, did you...
Have you guys heard that show?
I hear good things.
I listened to a couple of minutes of one of them.
Yeah, they suck.
It's like the second or third one I listened to.
The biggest part is the awkward rambling in the beginning of it.
Yeah, like 15 minutes.
If they don't have anything to talk about yet.
No, apparently they come in under 15 minutes.
I was like, it's like right under 15 minutes.
Yeah, just like Brad in the bedroom.
Yeah. That's just round one.
That's cool. Round two is under five. I approve.
It starts getting numb after round one. You got to get one good one in.
Can't feel the tip.
I'm not like a lady.
It's not fun for you anymore, though.
No.
Does anyone want some of this beer?
No.
This was the last of the beer that was brought to us.
No.
Remember you, which,
it's I don't too know hoppy. You
said, too hoppy. All right. Did you pick a winner? Because you were supposed to. You were looking back through your phone.
Cackley Future Sick. What's her name? Stickler? Cackley Future Cycler?
It's a stack of gay of the German pure, pancakes is all I remember. We talked shit on her before.
Is that what?
And then you picked her for the winner.
Oh, because she's a patron?
Yeah, I remember
she's
her name.
A patron, huh?
Yeah, it's like a German name.
Yeah.
You should probably figure out what it really is so she knows she won, though.
I think it's...
You should probably also say
Kylie,
what she won.
Kylie Fuhrer really Stack. Yet.
There you go.
Pancake Fuhrer Stack.
I put Brad in charge of the hot sack this time. And this is how it goes.
I'm just saying no one has mentioned that it's a hot sack full of El Yucateco goodies.
It is. So Kyle, you won the hot sack. Congratulations.
It will have delicious El Yucateco thingies in it. Or maybe they're not delicious because it might be like a flip-flop or a shirt.
Some people might find those delicious. If you have weird taste tendencies.
That's true.
If you eat toilet paper in the secret... In the secret.
In the secret.
Yeah. In the secret. If you do it in the secret, you might like flip-flops.
I'm about to drink some Teeling Irish whiskey that was given to us by Carrie Wobey.
Dave doesn't always drink.
No, I don't.
Still got that Smotherman Sofa King beer right now. The Sofa King Hoppy. There was another bottle of it.
Oh, I was going to say, you saved that one?
That's
horrible.
I drank that entire bottle last time. This is a new bottle.
I had some. It was gross.
Well, this time I'm going to drink the whole bottle.
Didn't your lips go numb last week?
Yeah.
Just from drinking most of them?
And then we're going to try to sing later. So
we are going to sing later. I'm not going to try and sing. We're singing.
Maybe I should hold off on the drinking.
We're singing.
I might think I sound great. Now let's do it.
No, that's part of the secret.
Yeah. I'll be dipping.
Everybody sounds better drunk. It's like you're in the shower, but you're not.
I'm going to need everyone to get drunk before they listen to me singing, though. So it's fair. You know.
Fair game.
Yeah.
And speak.
We're going to do it in the secret.
Speaking of singing, I wanted to give a shout out for Evan Ross, who's the lead singer of a band Mopey Lonesome. He was
is it a band? There's only one guy on the cover of this thing.
He fucking owns it. Well, fuck off. That's me on the cover.
He helped Dave fix his car and handed us CDs and shook our hands. So that's what it takes. If you contact us on Instagram, that's not enough.
No,
we can't trade shout outs in the intro with you on your podcast. You have to physically shake our hand with a cowboy hat on and hand us your
CD. This guy doesn't. He's going to be pissed off when he gets the bill.
Yeah.
This shout out.
But he gave us stickers and CDs, and I haven't seen him live because that would require me leaving the house after dark, and I'm like an anti-vampire. But I've heard like really, really good things. You can find him on social media shit. Just fucking Google it. If you can't find him, you're an idiot.
Have you tried? Did you
yes.
try?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You
yeah.
found him?
Yeah.
So you're not an idiot. Yeah. I couldn't find him.
No. Well, but you didn't look.
Yeah, exactly. I knew how much I cared.
I knew the results of that test before it began. Did you, so you had softball all day? What time did you start that?
7.
Yay.
Ish.
Till when?
4 when I got here.
Damn.
I dropped them off and came here.
My kids aren't allowed to do that shit. Fuck that.
Rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. My daughter's a beast, though.
Both of them,
but my older daughter, she's a catcher and she's a beast.
I'm having a hard time with this Patreon box.
Oh, yeah.
It's looking at you. It's fucking that Patreon box.
The Patreon who's, box is
whose
at
Patreon
the desk.
Box is that? We don't know yet.
I can't tell. It's a surprise, but we have a Patreon box we're spending some special time with. I'm going to take it home. It's going to have dinner with my family. Right now it has headphones on and it's doing these episodes with us.
It really well, is.
Yeah, Brent.
It's right across the table from me.
And yeah, so we pass it around and I got the products. That
just like
inside
Brad's mom.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not getting AIDS.
After I get... Dang it. All my jokes are over after that one.
Yeah.
I was going to say I killed her and laid her in the grass.
I'd have peed on her. And then drink my pee because I don't want to waste it.
What is happening?
Brad's just defiling his own mother.
Oh, I'll defile her.
Sounds hot. I'll watch. Yeah. All right. This is awkward as fuck. Let's move away from Brad's mom.
Shit on her carcass.
Gross, dude. Enough of that.
Somebody hit my car with a paintball.
Wow. Did it dent it?
No. You live on the east side.
And the weird thing is, so here's the thing though. Somebody
taggers have gotten so bad they're just paintballing shit.
Somebody hit my car with one single paintball on the window, which is like, I'm glad because that's going to be easy to clean up.
Yeah.
And it's not like it fucking hit all over my car and dented it or something.
I think it was
it wasn't like a somebody's load. Was it a white paintball?
No, it's a neon yellow, unless it's
That could have been vitamin-y.
Yeah. So, but the weird thing is like my neighbor came out and talked to Erica and said, hey, this time it wasn't my kids.
Oh, this time.
And I'm like, when was last time? Like, this is the first time my car's ever been hit by a paintball. And Erica tells me this as if I remember some last time. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean the last time it wasn't your kids? And B, how do you know it wasn't your kids this time? Little shits.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fuck them.
That's what you get for living on the east side.
I'd paintball their face. Paint my balls and paintball their face.
Now we're getting awkward.
So, yeah. I do. I just want to get a shout out to that bitch, Leslie, for giving me a good black guy's tea today.
Last one she gets.
You know what? I'm glad you said that because this week, one of my female dogs had some stomach upset for a couple of days.
Shit all over your pillows.
And she just wouldn't eat. And she was like you could hear her stomach
eating grass.
And
grass.
I'm pretty sure she was eating mushrooms and or cat shit. Like that's my go-to of what's causing stomach distress for my dogs. Your but I looked it up.
They're that readily available. You have mushrooms in your yard so
and
often.
And cat shit.
Well, they just like sprout in a day, right. Like in a day, they're fucking 6 inches, if you know what I mean. But like the day before there's nothing there, but she'll root them out before they break the surface.
Like Dave's wiener. He's like, girl, I'm going to get you tomorrow. I need 24 hours.
24 hours to grow. You are what you eat.
48 hours. Yeah. You better watch out.
Wait till the sun comes out, girl. It's going to open up.
But my problem here is that I looked it up just to be sure. I was like, okay, so what are other symptoms that could cause the problem? And I look it up and like all of the articles on like, I don't know what the fuck it was, WebMD for dogs or something. And it keeps like, I'm just minding my own business, reading the article. And it's like, your dog could have upset stomachs for this reason, this reason, this reason. If your dog is a bitch, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't think that means what you used to think it means anymore.
It's the same. If you watch like, dog show,
I'm watching it and I'm just like, but see, the problem was like, I couldn't read it without the article suddenly having been written by Snoop Dogg.
No, true.
Like I was just reading it and it was like, you know, if your dog is a bitch, you know, and then like the next sentence was like, the first thing you should do is check to see if your bitch has swollen nipples. And I was like, I can't do this. Like what? Do we need to stop? Bitch.
I say we make a fake like WebMD thing that says if your wife's a bitch, like make a whole WebMD. And it's like if this is your wife, they'd be like, "What the fuck?" It, like you could totally do that and get away with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like no one's taking that down. It's your website.
Right.
Yeah, you could totally do that. Do a whole serious like copy like paste, real, copy paste the whole WebMD, but then just we put could weird do, shit like that.
You know, we can. And
if your wife's a bitch, don't even help her. Don't give her Advil.
Like the reason you have a stomach ulcer is because your wife's a bitch. Like, is that just one of the symptoms?
Just get the domain name for whatever is right next to the M.
Yeah.
So if someone misspells WebMD, they'll go to it because they hit the wrong key.
Well, and we could also do like a university where there's only like men allowed. Women are just hated upon.
We'll get attacked for sure, though.
That's okay. It's fake. It's our website.
Anyway, I just think we should maybe think about renaming female dogs.
Maybe.
Whatever. No, if you watch the dog show, like that's what they call him. That's a fantastic bitch he has there walking on the leash.
See? You see my problem? Yeah. Brent's laugh indicates the problem I had reading that article.
Brent just pictured his wife walking across the floor on his hands and knees.
Wow, too far. I'm going to be in so much trouble. Your uncle could be a bitch or something too. Another word there.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just saying.
That was just an example.
Just a quick example. Top of my head. That's all.
So should we talk about cannibalism?
Probably. This is going horribly.
So that's 11 minutes and 22 seconds.
Damn, we're good.
For any haters.
I can keep going if you want.
No, we're good.
Sure?
So
I have something
for the record, an iTunes review is where I got this topic, actually, not from the list. Someone said that it was the best show they'd ever heard if they only had a cannibalism episode.
Ooh,
so
that's a good one now.
Yeah.
We're not going off the list on Facebook anymore. Oh, we're only taking suggestions on 5.0, five-star reviews on iTunes. That's right.
There you go.
I like that. That's a good policy.
It's a good one.
So I looked into cannibalism and we wanted to kind of keep it broad and we were just wanted to look at human cannibalism in general, not any one particular instance, not any one particular region or anything, just kind of look at it as a phenomenon. And there was an article I read, like one of the first articles that I read broke down cannibalism into three types of cannibalism. And it said that there was what they call endocannibalism, which involves eating the flesh of deceased members of your family or tribe in order to celebrate the dead.
Within your community.
Yeah. Endocannibalism. There's exocannibalism, where you're eating outsiders, hence the exo, in order to like ritualistically or to steal their power or to put terror in others. And then the third one was autocannibalism, where people eat parts of their own body.
There's also two other categories.
I was about to say, like, I can already think. I was like, really, article? Like, these are your three? Like, what about fucking starvation?
Yeah.
Like,
so that's, like, that's
survival.
Like,
cannibalism.
That's kind of number one cannibalism to me.
Yeah, but that could be inside. That's a more general, like, so basically, they could starve and be in your community and still fall into those categories, though. So it's not a matter of how they died.
Oh, but I guess.
But the definitions that I read, the endo and the exo, were both like ritualistic. They were to like steal their power on exo.
That's more religion based.
Exactly. But the way they framed them in this article, they didn't involve nourishment. They just involved ritual.
What about like not faux cannibalism, but what's it called when you symbolic cannibalism? Like when you take the body of Christ and you drink the blood of Christ, you know, that's symbolic cannibalism.
Yeah, that's the only acceptable, like, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, like inferred cannibalism is the body of Christ.
Cannibalism.
Western. That's the only okay Western.
Right. So what I was going to say is there's necro cannibalism, meaning they died and you took advantage of the opportunity and ate them.
Well, that's
versus
normal.
Homicidal cannibalism, where
you kill them to eat them.
Yeah,
which is fucking dude. There's a ton of it. Like I couldn't believe how much this happens.
And I was
when you're hungry.
I was kind of surprised at how much there was like opportunistic cannibalism.
Yeah.
Well, we found the dead body. Might as well eat it. Like I just kept
reading
stories.
I mean, it's the same thing.
It.
If you're gonna shoot it, eat it. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's
well, we
the
found
same
this
thing.
Dead body in the Ganges. We might as well eat its ass.
Yeah, it's that's like, plump. I mean, waste a good roast.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I think if you're starving, though, I think we don't face anything that would cause us to be cannibalistic, unless you're mentally ill or you know whatever, just born that way. you know, we don't face any of these trials that some people have where they're just starving.
Right.
And you have a person next to you
mm-hmm.
that eventually dies or you're hungry enough to kill them.
Right.
It's curious how like instinctively though, we try to avoid it even in those situations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's not, possible. It's actually not natural because our right. natural thing is to survive.
Right.
I want to help you survive. I want to help right. me survive. I want to help a mate survive because we need to procreate. You know, that's the natural thing, you know, the fight or flight, you know, thing that we have built in us, is to that survival instinct. Well,
also it's, yeah, it helps us to not yet just all kill each other.
Yeah.
And eat each
yeah.
other.
We would be, yeah, we wouldn't be destroyed. We wouldn't That's why there's a food chain. That's why, you know, this eats that and that right. eats that and we eat this, you right. know, like it.
Well, some of the stuff I read shows that there's evidence of cannibalism up until like 600,000 years ago, even further. Yeah. And they even geneticists look at, that we've even evolved, a protection like mechanism against something called a prion. And mm-hmm. you and I like unrelated had talked about that last week mm-hmm. actually. And it's what's in the brain tissue of, I think only predators or something though, of the higher mm-hmm. Members of the food chain. So if humans eat other humans' brains, they're susceptible to getting something called prions or something. I wanted to look into prions.
Yep.
Yeah, I wanted to look into it more and I really didn't dig into that deep, but it's nature's way of saying, don't do that don't shit, do you're going to die. Yeah. Like if you had a lion.
Well, yeah, you did mention that. And I didn't know that, like, when I was doing this research, I was like, oh, that's the shit that Brent was talking about last week.
Just weirdly unrelated.
Yeah. Because so there's mad cow disease is, and again, even though that isn't a predator situation, the fact is that, spongiform spongiform echolopathy.
I can't ever say that, man, because it comes up all the time.
For me, it actually does. So spongiform hippopotamus, which is also known as mad cow disease, like the reason that it spread in the UK in the first place was because they were feeding cows other cows.
Right.
So there was some weird, and they're not 100% sure it was prion based. They said it could have been some weird folded protein mutation or something, but the fact that the cows were eating other cows' brains specifically was causing this bizarre
nature's disease like, hey, stop this shit right now.
But then it was jumping species and hitting humans as well, mm-hmm. and that was mad cow disease. And I didn't know that it's still illegal in the US to import British beef because of the ban from like in the fucking 90s.
I think Britain should be just stopped from coming over here.
Well, the other thing is in the UK, it's not, cannibalism isn't even like against the law, which is weird. I was it's not against the law, but they're like, well, it's not going to happen. It's just these isolated cases.
It's kind of one of those things. Like, do you really need to outlaw cannibalism? Most, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. You would think.
Do you really need to? Dude, like,
they have crazy laws, like you can't shoot a jackrabbit out of a fucking moving truck with a shotgun. Like, there's weird laws. Like,
somebody got hurt doing that. Probably, you know.
Right.
To be honest, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that the cannibalism is the crime that you should be worried about.
It's the one that preceded it.
Right. Yeah. Like it was either a murder or a grave robbing.
Yeah. Or a cleanup.
Or like theft of a body. Like, you know, there's already a crime associated. I think
you just wrecked the crime scene. Yeah. Like somebody got murdered and you're like, oh, perfectly good body. It's still fresh.
Well, what's crazy about the British and UK is that there's an entire age where there's no skeletal remains from an entire era. So like the Iron Age, archaeologists said that they only have 0.01% of the skeletal remains they should have from this time period. And their only way they can figure it out is that they were just all eating each other for whatever reason.
Yeah, but you'd have bones. They probably burned each other.
They were like chopping up the bones. They have some evidence.
A lot of the stuff they sent people out to sea on barges where, you know, they're not going to find that
people should still be dying though. There should still be the evidence of this era of civilization. And the little amount of bones they did find had like score marks from knives. They can find teeth marks. They can tell that the bones were broken such a fashion that they were still fresh because they break it a certain way while they're still fresh. They even had, I watched a documentary where they took a farmer went out and took a cow and like started to like break the legs and cut it and butcher it right there in the field. And he was showing how the bones will break this way versus if you have an old bone, it breaks that way.
Yeah.
It's amazing what they can figure out. I mean, under a microscope, they're like, hey, this guy was using his right hand to clean this skull, you know? And so for some reason during the Iron Age, whatever famine was going on, they don't have like any bones.
I think it was the Iron Age zombie outbreak.
That's probably what it was.
I think that was really the main
Iron
factor.
Apocalypse.
Yeah. That's very famous. But yeah, well, so the weird neurodegeneration diseases. So there's not just this, the spongiform hip-hopopotamus, but there's also, which I had never heard of, a disease called Kuru, which spread in New Guinea from, there was an indigenous people that almost went extinct because they had a pattern of eating their dead. And again, it was like a, it was a, an endo cannibalism because they were eating their own dead in order to celebrate it and so forth. And they started, and they couldn't figure out, they were all getting these neuro degeneration, like they were getting the shakes. They couldn't remember things. Their brains were fucking rotting.
That's really like an argument for intelligent design. Like how does nature find a way to be like, hey, don't eat each other or else this shit's going to start happening.
Right.
Hey, don't fuck your brother and sister. Right. This stuff's going to start happening.
Right.
I mean, the argument to that is though, that it takes so long, but you ultimately evolve into what you are. You know what I mean? If it starts becoming hot, you ultimately evolve into something that can resist
evolution.
The heat. You know? Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's kind of what it is. Like, if you, and like I said, you're created to not kill yourself.
But we might be lesser for it. Like, maybe that's why we have a lower life expectancy. Maybe that's why, you know, I know it's been proven wrong about the percentage of our brain, but clearly we don't. Like, there's stories, like biblical stories, that we live to be 900 and crazy things like that. And maybe it's because of inbreeding and things like that. Maybe we evolve.
Maybe time was different.
Maybe there's a cost. You know what I mean? So maybe we have genetic defects like cancer and all these other things that
maybe
happen.
Maybe 900 was 900 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
You don't know. Yeah. Like, you don't know what the time frame was.
Right.
I mean,
right.
They went by, like, there was harvest dates and things like that. And it's all cyclical. And they had lined that up. But who says the Bible's correct, too? Yeah. You know? So.
And the Mayans are gone. So they were super smart.
That's true.
Unless the aliens took them, unless Mayans were aliens.
Well, we're getting there.
Yeah.
That's a whole different episode.
Well, I was going to say, I wonder, it kind of got me thinking about people going vegan, such as Dave, or people going vegetarian.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Is that built into us to where we're like, damn, we're eating too much meat. We're eating ourselves to death. You know what I mean? And then so people's brain change and ultimately we get more and more and more to that side because maybe
it's a survival.
It's a survival thing. Huh. Yeah. I don't know. I've never thought about that before until we were looking at this topic and I told myself, I was like, man, I wonder if that's why people do that. I wonder if it's subconsciously in their build to be like, we better stop that. You know, we better stop doing that. I don't know. It's
well,
just
you avoid some
about.
Of it, but like with modern farming and whatnot, you also can eat kale and get all kinds of shit because they water the fields with cow shit runoff. You know what I mean?
Right.
But in nature, you know, obviously the variables are different. That wouldn't happen. But for everybody to be able to grow enough vegetables to sustain themselves, it takes 30 pounds.
Well, I'm not saying that everybody go vegan or everybody go vegetarian. I'm just saying a portion of society, which it seems to be more now than it used to be. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, is it not necessarily just a conscious decision, but maybe something that's built into
Right. Because it is, I mean, it is a very rapidly growing number, you know, another thing. So when I was looking back in time,
there you go.
One of the things that I saw was about Christopher Columbus and, one of the articles that I was talking about Columbus, and it was basically saying that when Columbus came to the New World, and we did a whole episode on Columbus, so if you want to hear what a fucking piece of shit this guy is, go back and
love that guy.
Listen to that one. But Christopher Columbus was basically told by Queen Isabella to treat the natives with kindness and respect and to try to win them over to Christianity peacefully and honestly, unless they're cannibals. And if they're cannibals, you can fucking do whatever you want to because they're not human beings. So Columbus, according to this article that I read, these historians think Columbus saw them, realized they're just this, they're a very peaceful, loving, cooperative people. And he went back and told the queen, nope, fucking cannibals.
Yeah,
and
there's
the queen was like, fuck them. Like, do whatever you, so like he just fucking straight up lied about it to
question.
Get the authenticity.
I have a question. You're Christopher Columbus, you land. And you find the cannibals, right? Because some of them probably were cannibals. Do you let them suck your dick?
What the fuck?
You let the cannibals suck your dick. So do you take the risk?
I think, to be honest, I don't know. I don't know that I have an answer to that question, but I'm surprised that we're 24 minutes in before a dick got sucked. That might be. That
it hasn't
might,
yet. I'm asking the question. Do you let it?
That table. Might be a new record.
I had a much more. I was going to talk about the like ideological approach of people using cannibalism to establish like superiority over some, you know, a lesser society to make, to justify things like you're saying, say like, oh, they're savages. They're eating each other.
I don't think you're thinking about it deep enough. Like
I wasn't.
I am.
You're right. I wouldn't let him suck my dick, Brad. If that's what, get, if that what gets us through
if
this.
If you knew there was a cannibal and they promised they weren't going to take a bite.
Was it a fine young cannibal?
Yeah, fine young cannibal. Boy or girl of your choosing.
Good thing. Yeah. Where have you gone?
That was I didn't even think that joke was coming into it. It just happened.
See?
You never know.
Just follow along, sir.
No, but that's right. There's like time and time again it's been reported that joke, was a usage
like
of,
a dick just flopped into your mouth.
Jesus Christ. Dave's on board with a dick joke. It's happening to me. I'm trying to be serious and talk about
dicks. So that's what that feels like.
The propaganda aspect
feels
of it.
Feels good, doesn't
I
it?
I like it. Dave, feels good. You get back on track. We can't all three be making dick jokes. This ship will sink.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. All right. We have to have a captain. Yeah, there can only be two dick jokes at the same time.
Okay.
I don't think I can handle taking your place. Dicks? So. But basically, like, you know, on basis of racism or, you know, just basically they're trying to establish a reason to fuck, like you're saying with Columbus, you know what I mean? One guy goes back and says they eat fucking each other and they're all savages, right? And they have justification for everyone. It's the propaganda. Same thing. We still do that shit today.
Right.
You know what I mean? We say that about Middle East and we do all kinds of stuff and everyone's like, yeah, man, just go get them, kick them in the ass. They're all fucking bombing us, man. And we're like, no,
right.
No, a lot
right.
of those people.
And that was the thing. Cause like,
that.
According to this article, they were talking about like in that era, where cannibalism was prevalent, and it was prevalent in the South Pacific. It was prevalent in like where the Amazon is.
Right.
It was prevalent in certain areas of the globe, and it wasn't prevalent where Columbus went.
Right.
Like there wasn't an indication of that being a cultural norm, and that was just even more evidence that he was just a...
There is archaeological evidence throughout the United States, but it's usually based off periods of famine or extreme, extreme stuff. But in some of that jungle shit, there's some craziness going on. Like there's people just big Indiana Jones people.
Oh, yeah, straight up.
There's legit. But yeah, we'll there's legit cannibals.
Yeah.
I like them.
Also, actually, earlier than this, they've discovered a bunch of menus from ancient Chinese emperors that just had different cuts of the human body on the menus. And if you went to like to dine with the emperor, it would be like, would you like this? Would you like orange chicken? Would you like orange ass?
We have a nice pineal gland.
Like it was like the menus, and they had like gourmet cannibalism, and the emperor would select people and have them killed and eat them at court. And apparently from what I read, like there isn't as big a stigma in Eastern countries about cannibalism as there are in Western countries, because I mean, when your emperor who's divine of the gods is telling you to eat somebody's pineal gland, you're going to fucking chow down on it.
Why'd you pick the pineal gland? That's interesting.
I said it.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Second ago.
The, like in the Polynesian islands, they actually call human flesh long pig. They just call it long pig.
Yeah.
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 You want some long pig?
And I mean,
that's deceiving.
The Fiji Islands used to just be called the Cannibal Islands.
Yeah.
And no one would put down on the islands because they knew you don't go to those fucking islands. I even saw like a really disturbing photo like from the 1800s of a bunch of people from Fiji who were basically just hauling dead bodies around getting ready for a feast.
Well, I read that like, you know, maybe during prehistoric times, that it might have been in avoidance of predation.
I saw that too.
Which was a good theory because they didn't bury their dead at that point. You know, they didn't necessarily have like tools that they're going to go dig a 6-foot hole. You know, you throw some dirt over it and like jaguars are still going to come eat your ass.
So if we eat them first, the jaguars have nothing to come for.
Exactly.
And you can use the bones for tools.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's a resource.
It's probably your hardest thing.
It was your loved one. You'd rather you eat it than a jaguar eat it. And it disposes of the body in a way before we had burned bodies and buried bodies. Right. And I think it's a solid argument.
Right. And then I read more recently in China when Chairman Mao was taking over and the Chinese Revolution was happening communism was spreading through China and there were massive famines early on. They said that this is where a bunch of starvation cannibalism happened in China. And they said that it got so bad. And we've talked about this. We talked about a lot of the cannibalism during the starvations that Stalin caused throughout the Ukraine and throughout the Soviet Union. But apparently the same thing was happening in China in a pretty similar time frame. And the families would trade their children for the children of other families.
Yeah, because they didn't want to eat their own kids.
Because they didn't want to eat their own kids.
Oh my God.
But we're still eating a kid.
Right.
And you can have this one, but I'm not going to eat.
That's the difference between like then and now. Now we raise our kids and we're like, man, I couldn't fathom doing that. Back then, kids were just helpers.
They were a commodity. It's really weird how that bond didn't happen. You think like,
well, there was still obviously a bond because they didn't want to eat their own kid.
Yeah. Right. I mean, obviously it's your own kid, but they weren't the same.
I love them. I'm not going to eat them.
I mean, you know, you would, the adults would eat first. And then if there was anything left, the kids got to eat. Right. You know what I mean? Like you didn't speak unless you were spoken to type of thing, you know, like, so that's
why
that
I buy
from.
Two DiGiorno's because otherwise they're not eating. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I still practice that.
Right. Yeah. You eat first.
I eat first. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And if I want
it, I think that's fine. You got to show kids their place because if not, they try and run the house.
Right. Mm-hmm. They'll try to eat you.
Yeah. They would.
Yeah. Exactly.
They wouldn't think twice about it.
Little fucking savages.
Yeah. Yesterday, my kids just had Takis and water. We only had one DiGiorno.
Yeah. So on that note, you can go to patreon.com / SofaKing podcast and, you know, it's donated $1 so Brent's kids can eat.
Yeah.
They're fine. I didn't feed them tacos.
I mean, $1 will give them three ramens.
Yeah. You can get $1 store meal out of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feed my kids for 3 days.
Yeah.
Because I only feed them every other day. Actually, 6 days.
They get half a ramen every
day. We fast on Sunday, so that's a week, actually. Right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't have signed the business agreement at 10%, Brent.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Yeah. I didn't think that seemed fair. I was trying to figure out the math, and it's just like, where's it all going?
Well, math is hard.
Yeah. Hey, are those new shoes? The alligator?
No, what are you talking about?
I thought you were a vegan.
No.
It looks like, is it faux alligator?
They're faux alligator.
They're faux alligator. Yeah. So another article that I read, and I'll post a link to this. Some people did a study wondering if humans only ate humans, how long would it take to depopulate the earth?
Oh, this is curious.
I was as soon as I saw that, I was like, okay, I got to read this article. So apparently it broke it down. It said the average human weighs 50 kilograms, which is some kind of magical elf numbering system that other countries use. The average human weighs 50 kilograms and eats a couple thousand calories per day. So according to this calculation, one person contains enough meat to feed another person for about a month.
Damn.
Yeah. So if every month half the population ate the other half of the population, it said that we could go on for 32 months of cannibalism before the second to the last person was eaten by the last person.
That's quick. That's really quick.
Fucking quick.
Yeah, it's some weird exponential.
It is. Well, I mean, you're cutting it in half every time.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even hear what you said because I'm upset again. I found out monkeys don't really eat bananas unless they're in captivity. Mm-hmm. And right now I just found out that black widow spiders actually don't eat the male after they procreate. I'm just blown away.
For one, what are you doing over there? What's happening?
I'm just blown away.
Like, what are you Googling on the laptop that we're recording on? Are you Googling behind that?
Of course.
Phone?
No, it's my phone. I don't have my other computer here today.
Fun fact, Brad Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, we're being lied to every day. I've been lied to all my life. I don't know what's real or not anymore.
Forget the lies by the government. It's the educational system.
It is.
Black widow
this
facts.
Is, yeah. I mean.
It's Big Black Widow that's telling all its lies about us.
Is it the banana? Did Chiquita Banana get involved with the monkeys?
Big Banana.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't fucking.
Ever since they
them.
Tried to start making that phone.
Yeah.
It's the phone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That fucking banana
I'm
phone.
Upset.
They're out of control.
I'm upset.
I'm glad I ate mine and got
finding out
it.
A lot of things that should have been taught earlier in life because you go I never walking along.
That. I think you're
believing.
Confused about like the it's no. the praying mantis.
No.
It does that.
I didn't know about that. No, there's a lot of insects and stuff that eat the male after they, you know, have sex or whatever.
Right.
But it's a like a myth, I guess, that the black widow does that. Because that's why it's called the Black Widow.
Oh, that does make sense. Actually.
No, I thought that as well.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now I'm on board with Brad. At first, I was like, what the fuck?
I'm upset.
Let's keep talking about eating people. But now I'm like, oh, Black Widow, I get it.
Because they eat each other.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't.
But they don't.
They don't.
Did you guys see anything about the Battle of Leningrad?
Yes.
So the Battle of Leningrad, which is actually, we should do a show on it.
Right. I was going to say, I was wondering if you already knew about this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I knew.
They
I
ate
knew
the rats. A bit about it. Mm-hmm. They ate the pets.
Yep.
And then
they ate the birds in the trees.
Anything that was left in the snow.
They ate the wallpaper.
Yeah.
Because wallpaper at the time was stuck to the wall by paste made of horse glue. So they could get some nutrition from boiling wallpaper. So they've literally eaten everything. And then it comes down to just people. Right. Yeah. So I didn't know the details of it, but I knew cannibalism happened. I knew famine and starvation were happening during the siege in Leningrad. So the siege in Leningrad lasted 872 fucking days.
It's really completely just, it's 1941 to 1942 around that area. Yeah.
So they're completely surrounded by Nazis. Nothing can come in or out of the city of Leningrad unless by airlift. and one of the craziest battles in all of history. But yeah, everything else got eaten. And then they ended up, the Leningrad police during the war had to form a special cannibalism division to police cannibalism. So, because by December of 1942,
you just bribe them with some butt meat, though.
Yeah, that's right. Like, huh? 2,105 cannibals had been arrested by December of 1942. And the police had to divide them into two categories, either corpse eating or person eating. So either you were finding dead bodies and eating them, which was against the law, or you were murdering people and eating them, which was against even more laws. So if they caught you that you murdered someone and ate them, they would just shoot you on the spot. And if they caught you for eating someone who was already dead, you would just get a prison sentence.
Which the prison sentence, like 2.8 million Soviet POWs died in the Nazi custody during just between 8 months.
Yep.
2.8 million.
Yeah.
It's
unbelievable.
That's just Soviets. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So, but
so
apparently
when I was born, yeah. Like, Jesus.
From what I read, there was apparently cannibalism, in spite of all that, wasn't as common as people thought it was. It was actually more common for people to murder each other for their ration cards, because the taboo of cannibalism was so deep that even though you're starving to death and the rations were not enough to survive on, someone would rather kill somebody else, take their ration card, than kill them and eat them.
Yeah.
So that was far more common. And then people,
when you have the ration card available,
you know what you're going to do that. That's a buffer, you know.
Yeah.
Some people were actually eating parts of their own bodies in order to survive. They would just fucking cut parts of their own bodies. That's auto cannibalism. And then I read from this one book, there was a nursery rhyme that the book was a series of diaries that someone alive in Leningrad through the siege in Leningrad kept. And he wrote down a nursery rhyme that kids in the city would sing during the siege.
Oh God.
And he translated it, and it doesn't rhyme because it's just a straight translation, but a dystrophic walked along, and dystrophic is someone who's so starving to death that they like limp and they're shaking and they're like basically walking skeletons.
Right.
So a dystrophic walked along with a dull look. In a basket, he carried a corpse's ass. I'm having human flesh for lunch. This piece will do. Ugh, hungry sorrow. And for supper, clearly I'll need a little baby. I'll take the neighbors, steal him out of his cradle.
Yikes. Wow.
That was the nursery rhyme that kids would sing on the fucking street during the Battle of Leningrad.
That's pretty
sweet.
That's pretty rough.
Horror
show. It made me think about The Road. I'll never watch that movie again. Yeah. I only watched it
once. What is it?
The Road.
The Road.
That sounds like a boring movie.
It's a great movie.
That's a crazy movie, man. Yeah.
It's pretty great. It's based on a book, and the book is one of the worst, best things I've ever read.
It's a father and his son post-apocalyptic traveling and like avoiding cannibals. Because it's just like hillbillies trying to kill him and eat him. It's just, and it's like so real, man. It's
the Walking Dead movie.
It's fucking rough, dude.
There ain't zombies, though.
No, there's no zombies. It's just fucking fucked up people doing fucked up shit. Yeah.
Another fun fact.
The book is amazing. Cormac McCarthy, he wrote the book. And the book actually ends with a little bit of hope, because some dude shows up who kind of helps him a little bit.
Mm-hmm. He's going to eat him. It's setting up number two.
He even says, like, why are you guys on the road?
Right.
Like, no one survives on the road. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe the world isn't all this bad. You just have to stay off the road. So that's the lesson.
Spoiler. What's your fun fact, Brad?
Fun fact.
You're getting alpacas?
Well, no, I didn't really think about it, but do you bite your fingernails?
I do.
Do you bite your fingers? Do you bite your fingernails?
I do.
So we all contribute in auto cannibalism.
Yes.
As a form.
I spit it out.
You usually swallow mine. You've swallowed
them. I've never fucking swallowed them. You do not swallow them.
Why not?
Are you kidding me?
Why are you going to spit them somewhere? That's fucked up.
No, I have my fucking car wash bag in the car. I only do it when I'm driving.
I usually swallow them.
What the fuck? Are you guys? You guys
swallow my finger bits. Yeah.
You bite little pieces? I bite the whole half moon thing.
No, not even the nail, but just like my fingers, like my skin on my fingers.
No, no, no. I don't do that.
My mom.
Swallow it? Gross.
My mom raised me. Every time there was a haircut, or every time we would trim our fingernails or toenails, she would say, make sure you get rid of this in a good place, because witches can use it to curse you.
Yeah, so
you
eat
swallow
them.
It.
Yeah.
Nope, I draw the line. Mint chip, and then we're not friends anymore, you guys. And I'm fucking best friend over.
Well, you throw that shit in your fucking.
So you're an exo.
So the next time you go and somebody fucking washes your car, if it's a witch, you're fucked.
Someone's gonna clone me from the trash can at the car wash, the express wash.
Doll. Yep.
Yeah, and just fun fact: if you eat your fingernails or hair,
I don't think people
nibbly bits
ate it. I used to have a friend that worked at Best Buy, and he fucking bit his toenails.
You ever bite your lip?
I know I'm like,
what the fuck?
You ever bite your lip?
I bit my lip, but I spit that out.
What the fuck was up at the Best Buy that you worked at? It's just full of the worst.
Welcome to Best Buy Bakersfield, Dave.
Jesus Christ. Although I guess they do blur with the PetSmart
stuff. The other thing I would catch him doing, the same guy that would bite his toenails, and he would eat it too, though, and he would eat the skin off his fingers all the way around, and I just now remembered when Brad said that, but I would catch him rubbing his finger behind his ear. And then I would look over. He thought I wasn't looking. He would hold his fingers up under his nose and smell it. And then he would bite his fingers.
Maybe it smelled like peanut butter.
I don't think so. I was like, what are you doing, dude? Why are you smelling your fingers? Oh, he's like, oh, don't you ever smell like your ear jam or like your toe jam? I was like, fuck, gross. No, dude. Nah. Especially not at work. Get the fuck out of here. Good friend of mine. Smart guy. Talented dude. But he eats his toe skin and finger skin and smells his ear stuff, whatever you call that shit.
Everybody has their own simple pleasures, Brent.
That's true. Yeah. You want to...
You probably do weird stuff too.
I mean, I sleep eat. That's my thing. I mean, I fucking
really weird.
Oh, you know what I have? I'll post it. I promise. Apparently pictures emerged of the hot dog pack I squirted the mustard on. Oh. They exist. So,
oh, nice.
I'll go ahead and I'll post
that. We need to see. Yeah. So another thing in World War II that I read was all about the Japanese.
Dude, they are brutal.
Fuck.
What was that's still happening today though? Like there's like,
what was our episode? The death camp.
Yeah,
431 or whatever.
731. Unit 731.
Fuck.
But not that long ago, like a few years ago, like there was that fucking Japanese chef that cut his own fucking genitalia off and served it to people.
Balls. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I think he sold it though. He did it on the reel. Like he was like, hey, I'm selling my balls.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But they ate them though. He cooked them. Mm-hmm. He like fucking filleted them up and cooked them. People bought.
There was even a journalist in the 70s that bought some meat from a fucking someone at the morgue and cooked it up and did the whole report.
That whole thing is weird. Like I couldn't pin that thing down because I read one thing that said it was from the 70s and that he bought meat. I read another article that said it was from the 1930s and that he actually got the meat when he was in Africa, like exploring Canada. Like I couldn't pin down where this fucking thing came from. I don't know.
But the Japanese.
But yeah, so the Japanese. So in the 40s, like on all the islands that they were warring in, their rations kept getting cut and cut and cut. How much is a gram? How much is 800?
I know 800 grams.
A gram is not that much.
Yeah. So at the beginning, their rations were 800 grams of rice and meat. And by December of 1942, it was 50 grams. And so officers would command their soldiers to eat people. Like it was an order from the soldiers to other soldiers. And there was an Indian POW named Lance Naik Hatam Ali who said that in New Guinea, quote, the Japanese started selecting prisoners and every day one prisoner was taken out and killed and eaten by soldiers. I personally saw this happen to about 100 prisoners who were eaten at this place by the Japanese. The remainder of us were taken to another spot 80 kilometers away where 10 prisoners died of sickness. At this place, the Japanese again started selecting prisoners to eat. Those selected, and this is where it's fucked up, were taken to a hut where their flesh was cut from their bodies while they were alive and they were thrown into a ditch where they later died.
Yeah, while they were
alive. Is
that
necessary?
So 800 grams is about a pound and a half.
Yeah, I looked it up. One gram is 0.0353 ounces.
So they got cut down to 50 grams a day was their final ration.
28.3 ounces
right.
a day of rice and a little bit of meat. So they started eating people alive. And then one thing that I read, which was crazy, there was this whole article about the fact that apparently in 1944, George H.W. Bush, the first president, not the first president of America,
George Bush,
the first
senior.
of the two Bush presidents. When he was 22 years
George
old,
George Washington Bush.
George
was
Washington
the first,
Bush, exactly.
That was the first president. Yeah. We're looking at
George Herbert Washington Bush. He and eight other pilots were shot down over an island north of Iwo Jima, and apparently, because of Bush's position, he banked his plane farther from the shore than the other comrades, and everybody got captured. Basically, except for him, like he ended up splashing down in the water and I think he got rescued, but the other seven people that were in his squadron that got shot down, they were, at, like, according to people later on in the Guam Japanese war crime trials,
yeah, picked up by Japanese
these pilots
cannibals.
Were tortured, beaten, and executed either by beheading or with swords or by multiple stab wounds from bayonets and sharp bamboo stakes. And, then they were eaten. Right.
Yeah. Five of them were eaten.
Five of them were eaten. So, after execution by beheading, one of them's liver was eaten. His thigh was removed by a surgeon and given to the major who was in charge. The major served the flesh to his commander and other officers with sake.
Oh, so they had to eat him? Oh, the Japanese commander.
The Japanese, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
The Major Matoba ate the liver himself, preparing the organ by piercing it with bamboo sticks and then cooking it with soy sauce and vegetables.
Oh, wow. That sounds nice.
And apparently just because George Bush's plane banked more to one side.
He knew something.
Yeah.
Illuminati.
So, exactly. Yeah. The Illuminati saved him.
The alien saved him for sure. Yeah.
But, and apparently this was really commonplace, but it did not come out for decades because the American government didn't want Americans to know that their soldiers were being eaten by the
Japanese.
You're going
to scare the shit out of the soldiers. Yeah. They're like, no, we ain't fucking with Japan no more. Yeah.
So they kept it hidden.
They're crazier than us.
Even like years after the war was over, no one let it be known. Even though these war trials happened, it wasn't public knowledge in America that this was happening on the jet. Because anything you see about it was the worst ever of World War II was the shit that went down on those small islands of the Japanese.
And that's pretty bad. Like somebody should, that should be known. You know what I mean? That there were POWs crazy, that were tortured and ate by
alive.
The Japanese.
Yeah.
There was a book that came out, The True Story of Courage, James Bradley or something, I think. And he documented instances where they would just amputate as needed. So you were a prisoner of war and they would just cut off your arm, send you packing back over to camp and then eat your arm, you know, at the table.
Right.
And you knew like they were eating your arm while you took off alive. They didn't totally fillet you and then would just cut off your legs and cut off your other arm and just slowly but surely dismember you. And just keep the meat fresh.
Yeah. It's better than refrigeration.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Man.
Horrifying, dude. Horrifying.
Yeah, fucking horrible.
You think
you
have a rough life and then you hear about somebody like that. Like,
yep. Man. And it's like, it's really easy to just say, oh, it was a different time. And you know, it's like, no, bullshit. Yeah. Same shit could happen right fucking now. Mm-hmm. You make a war get shitty enough. Yeah. You make people hungry enough.
Yeah, you make us, lock you, in the, you make us lock you in the basement down here.
There's a lot of Brads out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Did you guys... see about the Leopard Society? I tried to find more information about it.
I did not.
But I couldn't find very much on it. It was pretty, pretty thin. Apparently there was a group called the Leopard Society that was in
Africa.
In America. It was in the late 1800s in Sierra Leone, Liberia, the Ivory Coast in Nigeria.
Liberia is still crazy though.
Yeah.
That's where Captain Butt Naked or that guy. Did you ever watch that one? The Vice? Oh my God. That guy would run into war naked, but he would eat a child to give him power before he went to battle.
Yeah.
And he ate tons of children. And now he had a change of heart and he's like Christian. And he's just running around like preaching to people, just all forgiven by Jesus that he ate a bunch of kids.
He used to be my hero.
Yeah. Remember that 30 seconds ago? Yeah. He was my hero. Yeah,
have you watched that? You have to watch that, dude. It's Vice, like Vice Guide to Liberia. And there's a guy on there named Captain Butt Naked or General Butt Naked. And he would eat children and drink their blood, then take off all his clothes and run into battle with like an AK-47 and just fucking fight and eat his
victims. You know what I've seen about him? Yeah. Yeah. I didn't watch the Vice
But he believed that the children
would
give him power. It's nuts, dude. And they're just talking to this guy.
I believe they did.
Yeah. When you run into combat butt naked with an AK-47 and you keep living... Yeah. There's something behind it.
Something's going on. Yeah.
Because the other thing is you got to think when you're like on the enemy lines and there's the naked crazy guy covered in blood running forward. Isn't that the first guy you're going to shoot at?
You think
no,
so?
Maybe. Maybe.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
I don't know. Does he have like a baby arm hanging out of his mouth like while he's running?
But the
he
leopard,
might just run.
The Leopard Society would dress in leopard skins. And they would wait for travelers, specifically like white travelers who would come through their country. They would attack them with weapons made of the claws of leopards. and they would kill them, hack them to bits, and then they would cut the flesh off their bodies, give it to all the other members of the secret society, where they would secretly eat the flesh themselves. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you got a white man kill, you would cut them up and spread the flesh to everybody else, hoping that they might get a white man kill next month for you.
Yeah,
but it was called the Leopard Society. So that was that.
Well,
was
Africa during the 1800s was crazy. Like, did you read about the, it's like in Congo or something? Did you read that one where they had like, there's like,
I don't think that's a place.
No, it says
the Congo.
It says, yeah, here's the quote from someone that was there. It was like stationed there or something. He said, after one early skirmish campaign, Hindi noticed that the bodies of all the killed and wounded had vanished. When fighting broke out again, Hindi saw the Batella allies drop human arms, legs, and heads on the road, and that happily Gongo's men would eat them up in just a few hours. It's horrible, but exceedingly useful and hygiene. So so there, when they would clean up the bodies, they would just grab all the bodies, throw them in a truck, chop them off, and then just toss arms and legs off the side of the truck. And then the natives that lived there would just run out and grab it and go eat it. And get rid of all the bodies.
That makes sense.
Jesus Christ.
And they wonder why you can't find missing people.
The same thing happened apparently in New Zealand. The Maori, which were like fierce warriors,
they do that
were
dumb
also
dance.
Like they were known for it as well. And at one point there was a thing called the Boyd Massacre, where a ship like washed up on shore with 66 passengers, and the Maori ate all of them.
Nice.
So like, they just like fucking
they're just like,
them up.
That was easy fishing.
Yeah, exactly.
They said that the Maori would sit on the battlefield and eat bodies until the smell of the decomposition would finally drive them away.
Right.
But otherwise, they would just sit there and feast on the bodies after the battle was done.
Yeah, you're not gonna leave all that food.
In July of 1821, there were Maori warriors from the Nagapui tribe who killed 2,000 enemies, and they stayed on the battlefield eating the corpses until the corpses got too rotten to eat.
Nice.
Jesus Christ.
That part I was talking about where they're throwing the arms and legs out, that guy wrote in a letter that he hid himself in his quarters, appalled by the sight of thousands of men smoking human hands and human chops on their campfires, enough to feed the army for many days. No, human chops.
Yeah.
Those are better than pork chops. Where's the chop?
Have you guys
at? What part's the chop?
The chop?
Yeah.
I don't know either.
I feel like it's near, the chop? It's near your butt, I think.
Probably. I'm calling it the butt.
Yeah.
I don't think so. It's like a rib.
No, that's ribs.
No, chop.
There's
I don't
not
know.
Much after ribs. Ribs, there's nothing around. Yeah. There's organs inside there.
True.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen, I know you probably haven't seen it, but maybe you, Dave, have you seen Cannibal Holocaust?
No.
No? It's a great movie. It's like a B movie. It really is. Actually, I just gave it back to my buddy Bob that I borrowed it from, or he let me use it.
Is it like a trauma film? Or
it's actually hard to find. Like, if you want to buy the
no
DVD.
No way. No way. You have to trade it in the underground like smut? I can't believe that.
It kind of
it's
is.
It's not on Netflix?
No. It kind of is.
A B-flick movie called Cannibal Holocaust?
Yeah, no. The movie's like, to buy it, it's probably $100 just for the DVD because they're out of print. They only made so many. But it's actually the director's name. I looked it up because it's hard to say, but it's Ruggero Deodato is the director. And he actually got fame from this movie because of the questionable techniques that they filmed with. And they actually went into the Amazon jungles and used the tribes, the indigenous tribes that were there to film the movie with.
Ooh, so there's real stuff in there.
Yeah. So it's like kind of crazy, but it's actually a pretty... It's a gory, Cannibal Holocaust movie,
Hey, don't judge a book by its cover unless it's the Cannibal Holocaust.
I don't want to spoil the meat here, but
right. Yeah. You know. I thought Cannibal Holocaust.
Yeah, if you're into that stuff, no, like my buddy will be happy I give it a shout out, cuz that's probably his favorite movie. So,
yeah.
And I watched it. And actually there's a documentary about the making of it. It's pretty interesting.
It makes me curious what other weird movies you're trading on the underground. Like, do you have some other movies you trade with friends on DVD that are unavailable? just fucking silence.
Maybe.
All right.
I'm sure he does. Yikes. So famously, I didn't really look into it a whole lot, but modern instance of cannibalism, Flight 571, the flight that went down in the
soccer team.
Yeah, with alive. Soccer team on it. And apparently it was I always heard that it was like the Chilean soccer team, but apparently it was the Montevidean rugby team.
Hmm. Oh, so, maybe they call rugby soccer, and we call football American football and football in other countries.
Maybe it was just because the movie adaptation or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I always heard the Chilean thing too.
Right, yeah, but that wasn't what it
was. One of the documentaries I watched went back into depth on the Donner Party, and I was like, I don't want to watch this. I already heard all the Donner stuff.
Right.
But then I kept going, wait, what? Wait, what? And they're like, yeah, actually, cannibalism wasn't as prevalent as thought. They went and like did all this crazy like dig up archaeologist stuff to look at what the contents of stomachs were and the how the bones looked and if they were cut and whatnot. And it was like there was two major camps in the Donner Party.
Right.
And one of them was like, nah, they didn't do it over here.
Were the ones being eaten.
It was the last, maybe. It was like the last.
You have one group. Extreme, you have one group that's prominent, and the other one they're not doing it. The other.
It was weird though. They were talking
group.
To like the great great granddaughter, and she was like stressed, like, "Oh man, like this is. I hope my grandma didn't eat." I was like, "Who cares? Like they were in a crazy spot. What do you want from them?"
Yeah.
And then finally they said, "Your grandma. Your grandma didn't eat anyone." Yeah. She was like, "Oh, thank God, the family is free."
Yeah,
like,
I put Weber's gourmet burger on her ass, and I just went to town.
Is that a spice?
Yeah.
No, okay. Pappy's, man.
I don't like Pappy's. It gives me bubble guts.
It probably has like, what is it? MSG?
Oh, it's not MSG.
That shit fucks me up though. Yeah.
Pappy's. Which Pappy's? Which one do you get? Pappy's Pro?
Just Pappy's. Any of the Pappy's? Any of the Pappy's. I'll have to go look. Garbage. Really? It's like, I can't believe you eat Tabasco for dry spices. That's horrible.
What do you mean?
You eat good hot sauce and then you eat garbage dry spice.
I see what you're saying. You said the T word.
You know, they had a sale on, I think it's just a local. Is Pappy's local?
I don't think so.
Because I bought some on sale and I got it home and I was like, I'm underwhelmed.
Pappy's Pro. There's different Pappy's. There's a bunch of them. But there's Pappy's Pro Blend.
Because the other shit's
garlic.
Garbage.
No, there's like poultry chicken. There's a bunch of variations of
it. It's just like anything McCormick. Yeah, yeah, I like the Weber's ones, man. That's the one I go with.
The McCormick one's really good too, though. That steak, the Montreal steak seasoning. Like it's a big super coarse salt. Nope.
Me and you are on different levels on food.
Mm. You also you know trade creepy DVDs.
You know that. That's fine. I'm a good person.
What was that thing? Oh, yeah. You eat your fingers.
What's wrong with mind. That? You spit yours out nails. Like a dick.
You swallow, I spit. And that's all weird. That's what I got out of that.
That's right.
9/11 is an inside job.
Everybody likes a swallower.
So I have my two favorite cannibalism instances that I've saved for last.
Or cannibalisms.
Yes, cannibalisms.
That would be cool.
One of them, if you guys read about...
How do we make those?
A woman named Omaima Irie Nelson in 1991 in Thanksgiving weekend in Costa Mesa, California.
Okay. That's close to home.
Yes, it is. Newlywed to her husband, William E. Nelson. And apparently she got arrested for murder. And the pathology reports indicated that when he was still alive, she started butchering his body. I don't know if he was drugged. I don't know if he was tied up. But he was butchered alive. And this is all from forensics. They were like, no, he was definitely alive and squirming and in pain while he was being butchered.
Like the misery.
Yeah. The court and the media reports indicated that. And then the evidence in the house was that they found proof that she had boiled his head and then cooked it in the oven. She ate his muscles. She stored the foil-wrapped skull in the freezer. She skinned his torso.
Is she not a whole topic?
And
what's
had it saved. She deep-fried his hands in oil, and she cooked and dipped his ribs in barbecue sauce to eat them.
His deep-fried hands look like okra fingers.
Deep-fried hands, and then she straight-up cooked his ribs in barbecue sauce all over Thanksgiving weekend.
This sounds good. So who ate it?
She did.
Yes. I just thought about this.
That dude got caught cheating.
No, the iTunes reviewer that told us we didn't talk about cannibals tricked us because we did talk about cannibals. We talked about Joe the cannibal who barbecued.
Sort of, yeah.
And we sold his victims. We talked about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Right. There was lots of.
We talked about the Donner Party. Yeah.
Donner Party.
We've talked about cannibals.
Pass. Mm-hmm. Did they eat each other?
That was a Yeti. That's a different species that ate them. A blue-balled Yeti ate those guys.
They ate each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. So we got tricked.
So what was that lady's name, though?
Her name was...
Irma Sanders.
Omaima? O-M-A-I-M-A. Omaima Irie Nelson.
It's a white lady?
I have no.
Only white people do
with
shit.
With a name like Omaima Iri, that does not sound
in Africa.
White.
This shit's prominent.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's a whole culture thing. I'm saying the like standout
serial killer.
Yeah, serial killer shit. Only white people.
If it's just one person though, it's just a murder.
Right.
I wonder how many other people she ate. I wonder if she was pregnant and ate her baby.
We need some cannibalisms. You guys need to make those up.
Omaima Iri Nelson is an Egyptian model and nanny. She's serving a life sentence.
You said Egyptian?
Yeah.
Egyptian. Yeah, there you go. Ooh.
Ooh, she looks fucking creepy. Pretty sure she was on Dark Crystal.
Would you let her suck your dick?
What the fuck? Yeah, she looks upset. Like she has bubbly guts from her husband right now.
No.
She does.
Yeah, she looks like she's got to go to the bathroom.
She does look like she got to go to the bathroom.
That's just her bathroom face. Just.
Yeah.
I think she's a fan of Whitney Houston for sure, that I can tell. Just by the era and the clothing.
She knows
and
the greatest love of all. Mm-hmm. And then my other one was, two brothers, Daria Khan. That was the name.
Not
of the
white.
Town. It's in Pakistan, April, 2011.
Not white.
Two brothers, Arif Ali and Farman Ali. Were
Farman Ali. Throw the hell out of some vegetables.
Exactly. They're arrested because
his name was Ahmed. And then everyone started calling him Farman Ali after that.
Floats like a butterfly, plows like an ox.
Yeah, after those tomatoes. Floats like a butterfly, plows like an ox.
So Farman Ali, ended up getting, they got arrested for stealing a corpse from the grave and eating him.
Ooh.
I think they cooked
They're
him
hungry.
They cooked him on his farm.
These people
grill.
Are hungry,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. And they were cooking body parts for a meal when arrested. The police recovered remains of human body parts from multiple humans in their house. Yeah. They got arrested. Since they didn't kill anyone, they got a short prison sentence. They got out in 2013. And then in April of 2014,
there we go.
They were discovered making curry out of a 2 to 3 year old child.
Jesus.
That they stole from a graveyard.
I have trouble eating chicken off the bone. Like cannibalism is not
that's
my
like,
future.
I guess that's venison for cannibals.
So they ate a dude, several dudes apparently, because there were
veal.
Multiple remains.
Or veal. Yeah.
They did
veal.
Prison time. And then a couple months later, they ate a baby in curry.
I mean, when you're hungry, you're hungry. You know what I mean?
When you're in a hurry, eat a baby with curry.
Yeah.
That's
cannibalism.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. That is a cannibalism.
If your neighbor,
if you married him, cut him up and eat him.
If your neighbor has kids, eat his. That's another cannibalism.
That is a cannibalism. Yeah.
There's lots
discovering,
of these.
We're discovering a lot of them. Yeah. Yeah. So those are my favorite two cannibalisms.
Yeah. Don't leave a baby lying around. Eat it. Cannibalism number three.
So yeah, that
don't
those
let
were
it, the, never let haste when the baby goes waste.
Yeah.
What's his name? Farmer.
Farmer Ali.
Farmer Ali.
Yeah.
Farmer
yeah.
Ali.
Exactly. He cooked him on the Farman grill.
Yeah. The Farman grill.
So.
Oh man.
Yeah, there was also, I couldn't remember the name of it, but there was there's a religious group in India that does the same thing. They eat. They eat dead bodies that they find floating in the Ganges River, which
bloated poopoo water.
Yeah. Like how often are dead bodies floating in the Ganges River?
Must
question
be often.
Number one.
No, tons. Yeah. That's what they do. They burn them and put them in the river. That's where they dispose of those bodies.
Oh, so they're already cooked.
Ugh,
yeah. All bodies.
Yeah, that's like easy.
Yeah. No, that's what they do. Yeah. You didn't know that? Like, yeah. Yeah, they burn them on the side of the river.
They pull them out with a gaff hook. I will take a number three with fries.
Dude, it's crazy. They
the fries are just fingers, like just finger
they
fries.
Swim in that water. Do they bathe in that water? And then they burn their dead and dump them into that water. I mean, it's fast moving water. It's going down there, but
guys, there ain't water moving fast enough.
I don't want to live there.
Yeah, something just
there.
Touched my foot.
Yeah.
Just seaweed.
Horrible.
Oh, it's just a six pack plastic. Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
That's fingers.
Is there still six pack plastics?
No.
Yeah, there is.
In other countries.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there is.
Brad got excited.
A seagull's going to die tomorrow. Yeah, there is.
That's the only thing you can picture when you think about those six pack things.
No, it's still there because I, like, if
they
I
still go, have them.
Yeah, they still have them because I'll cut them up.
Yeah,
and I still have to.
Now
do
you
that.
Have now you have the bottles, the like 20 ounce bottle or 16 ounce bottles with the packs on
right.
them. So
remember, 2 liters used to have that big black thing on the bottom of it? And then you'd pop that thing off and it would be perfectly round.
Yeah.
I used to build all kinds of crazy shit out of those. And then they went to the funny shaped ones and got rid of the black plastic.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I don't know.
Was it?
Yeah, because now I can't build robots out of it. I built a robot dome out of it. You can't get like...
Was it? All right. Any other thoughts on cannibalism?
No, they're cool. Cool in my eyes.
So I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, if someone's fucking starving to death, you're going to eat something or die. Like, I mean, so all the instances of starvation, cannibalism.
It's weird though. There were instances of like shipwrecks where 4 days later they went crazy and just started voting on eating people.
Right.
I went on that fast for four days. Like, it got easier the further it went. But I guess if you're hanging out with a bunch of other people that can't handle the fast, you got to be like, yeah, fuck that. Let's kill that guy and eat him.
Well, but the other difference is
that's like a bad version of Survivor.
That's what I was thinking. Even that flight, you have to play along.
Like the flight that went down in the fucking Andes, like it crashed in October. They didn't even launch a rescue attempt until December.
Yeah, because
so it's a little bit. I mean, that's months, and there's no food as soon as you eat the.
And
fucking
those were
shit
fit.
That
those were fit
plane.
Dudes. It wasn't like they had like fat to spare.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, it was.
Yeah, if someone dies, man, would you be more likely to eat like your relative or your pet? That's the one for you because like you love Vincent.
You asked me that question before, and I refused to answer it then, and I refused to answer it now.
You would eat him.
You'd eat Vincent.
That's the only reason. To answer the question.
You could just say no.
Is there one dog?
I guess so there's circumstances.
What if all your dogs died? Is there one dog you'd eat first because you're partial to another?
I have no answer.
I love all of them equally.
I have no answer.
I love them all the same. They don't understand English, Dave. They don't know. They're not going to listen to the show. They won't know. This is the nest.
I have no answer. It's such a fucking hypothetical. I can't get my, which of your children will you eat first, Brent?
The one that dies first?
Yeah.
Like, Maddox. There you go. Then that's my answer.
Maddox, I'm getting you first.
Yeah.
You little bastard.
He's going to die first?
He's easier to handle. I could take him out first. Burke is good at jujitsu. She'd get me.
Yeah, but if she's dead, though. I'm just saying. Like,
this is fucked up, Dave.
No. Apparently, you're talking about killing them. I'm just saying if they died, like, Jesus Christ.
I don't think it's the same. I have a dog, too.
So if you killed him, it's better?
I don't have kids. You guys have fucked me up. You turn this shit on me, you bastards.
I'm just saying, I don't know what I would do. I can't place myself at that level.
Are you
of
hungry?
Hunger
Are there
like,
no plants around?
To theoretically think about it.
Yeah.
Do
you eat the dog shit first?
What if the dog dies and there's frozen hamburger? Frozen hamburger.
What's around him though? You're not giving him like, I don't know.
You don't love the hamburger.
Why would my dog die of starvation if I have?
What if there's
hamburger?
A live? Oh, hold on. What if there's a live cow? There's a live cow, but your dog dies.
I'm not getting this.
You kill the cow, or you eat your dead dog.
I'd probably kill the cow.
Really?
I'd probably kill the cow before my dog died.
Yeah, Dave's a killer.
You could see that. I want to see you fight a cow. That'd be awesome.
Oh, I've fought cows.
Have you?
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
They have cows in Michigan.
Yep. No, not a one.
Zero. Yeah. They weren't domesticated until 1983.
McDonald's there just have fucking buns and cheese.
It's a zero cow steak.
You see, McDonald's is making vegan burgers.
No, they're not.
Yeah, it's they fake. Are. No, there's a big test market for vegan burgers.
There's no way. If you eat McDonald's, you're a cannibal. They found human in their food.
Well, that's unavoidable when you make that many burgers.
Yeah, give me.
Do you know why there's no tomatoes on McDonald's burgers?
Too expensive?
No, there's not enough tomatoes in the world to put tomatoes on McDonald's burgers.
Yeah, there you go.
Isn't that crazy? Only the specialty burgers. So all the regular burgers, no tomatoes on there because they actually
onion,
can't source that many tomatoes.
And an onion can be spread out among burgers.
That's true.
Because they
like
dice
a tomato couldn't be cut up?
Not like an onion.
Nah.
The onion stretches.
Onion, you just sprinkle
it. You just need the couple of little,
on there.
Those little... of onion that they throw on their burgers.
It's potent, that's right. Yeah. A little bite of tomato is not going to go as far.
No.
I love McDonald's onions too on the little burgers.
Just pickle and onion. Carl's Jr.'s new $5 thing tastes exactly like McDonald's burgers.
I boycott Carl's Jr. all I can. Thank you.
I will admit when
I'm with you
when I still ate meat, if I ever went to McDonald's, the only thing I ever ate was their little ghetto cheap ass hamburger.
Yeah. Just the cheeseburger.
Just a hamburger. I wouldn't
You don't like cheeseburger? I like eating the plastic.
The cheese is crazy.
You unwrap.
We talked about that.
Yeah, you unwrap the burger and then eat the plastic. Like the cheese.
The cheese is like salty, slippery yellow plastic, but it's delicious.
That's something you could throw away in your trash.
I would either eat a fillet of fish or I would.
I had a buddy who always got the fillet of fish and I can never bring myself to buying that sandwich.
Seems dangerous. It's risky.
It's not real. I don't know. Like if I'm going to eat fish, I want it to be good fish, not.
Or the McRib. That thing's just like, it's pressed into the shape of what ribs should look like.
Nasty as
people
shit.
Love the McRib, dude. That
I've never like had one. Following.
Man, the texture is gross. I've had the one. Sauce had is gross. Yeah.
No, the barbecue sauce is good. I love McDonald's barbecue sauce. Love it. Though I put it on all my
human. We talked about this before, but you know about McDonald's cheese though, right? That it's not even cheese of any sort.
That's why it can stay. Yeah, like, they leave it out.
Someone like turned them in the health department because they saw the cheese setting out of like the cold box. It's just like up on the counter or some shit where the prep table's at. It's not how cheese is supposed to be. And they tried to like turn McDonald's in and the health department came in. It was like a $10,000 fine per location. And they fought it and won because they're like, no, it's synthesized vegetable protein.
It's cheese.
It's not cheese.
It's basically salty plastic was up. It's like yoga mat. That's fucking slightly softer.
It is delicious, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Is it sponsor time?
Yes.
All right. Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. It looks like we're locked in Chicago, average temperature of 2 degrees. A bunch of you bitches said you're going there. Chicago, like December 9th and or 10th. I will officially post it when those dates are locked in. We're waiting on confirmation from the House of Blues. So we will be having a meetup in Chicago, but we're just waiting on the final confirmation. But that's the spot that was voted on the most, and that's the spot we chose, so we committed to it. So we will be there, and we might be eating macaroni and drinking drinks by ourselves if you guys don't show up. But
that's fine, too,
because better show up, you fuckers. Sunday. Yeah, because I have to buy a jacket just for this.
Yeah, I'm glad I got a zero-degree jacket.
Do you have one? I don't have anything like that. I have to buy clothes to wear. I got fucking snow boots. Really?
Yep.
I'm just going to wear shorts.
I ain't worn my snow boots in a long time. I'll wear shorts. You wear shorts. I'll wear shorts.
Yeah, short shorts?
Short shorts.
Danglers?
Danglers.
Dangerfields?
Yep. Just one ball on each side.
I don't think it'll matter at 2 degrees. They won't be.
Yeah, that's for sure. They'll be inside you.
Yeah.
Yeah. There will be no danglers moment.
It could be what we call
it. It'll be like before. Yeah. It'll be before we leave the hotel room, danglers. And then once we get outside, no danglers.
So
have you ever felt your balls come back out till August? Have your balls ever felt your prostate? That's what I want to know.
Did you come out of the ocean and that shit is kind of crazy?
Yeah.
So on that
pull
note,
them out.
After shrunken testicles, El Yucateco Hot Sauce. They are a sponsor and they're available at most major grocery stores. There are 7 flavors and you should try all of them.
Don't use Teco anymore either. You have to call it the king of flavor.
Call it Teco, but they don't like that.
Call it the king of flavor.
And then you're supposed to call it El Yucateco. That's its name.
El Yucateco.
They are the king of flavor.
Do not say Teco anymore.
That's not going to work. That's going to backfire on you, Brad. Just letting you know. Everybody's going to go hard Teco. Wink. But you can find them on Amazon. You can find them at elyucateco.com. You can get them at mexgrocer.co.uk. Thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. Still working on that sticker pack. It is in progress though. If you have a podcast, we are working on that with them. Go to printdirtcheap.com. You can use code SOFAKING to save money. If you need printed goods, business cards, flyers, banners, anything that's printed, you can get it there and you can save some money using our promo code. Thank you to De Leon Graphics. He prints all of our t-shirts and or koozies. That stuff is all in stock. There's a couple patrons. If you're waiting for your shirt and you're large, you know why it didn't show up yet. I've got like 3 or 4 of those that are waiting and I apologize. Thank you for your patience. As soon as I have those shirts, they'll be on their way. You can check out De Leon Graphics on social media at De Leon Graphics with an X on Instagram and or Facebook. Thank you to Digital Creations. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram. They do all of our heat press stuff, like our mugs. They make mouse pads, keychains, all kinds of cool stuff, one off. So if you need one of something, that would be the place to go. They do like photo gifts and you can find them on social media at digital.creations. I think one of them is digital.creations.bakersfield. I fuck it up all the time, but you'll find it. They actually have a couple pending orders from us right now. Actually, there's some fans that have bought some stuff. So also thank you to Dan Camarillo Jiu-Jitsu. I actually had a challenger. Ben Cooper. He took a picture of board shorts and he said that he peed clean and he's ready for the challenge and he wants to fight traditional rules. And so, and he even made like a picture of us fighting with some kind of weird little joysticks coming out of a crotch.
I hope he did some like regional matches before he steps up to the world.
You better. Yeah,
it's going to be a rough one.
Yeah.
It's going to be an eye opener.
This is not some weekend shit, Ben. I don't know what you're thinking right now, but this is the real deal. Yeah, so just better, so you know.
Yeah, it's not even the nationals. This is the world championship.
Yeah, exactly.
This is when you go up against competitors.
Yeah.
You might want to go up against second place Dan Camarillo.
Yeah.
Before you challenge Brent. Yeah. I mean, I like the Conor McGregor, attitude, but I just don't think you have what it takes, Ben.
If nothing else, Ben, you need to do like a straight up legit 80s training montage with your penis.
Yeah.
I think so.
Like you have to like run in the snow with your
dig. Put in a sweater. Yeah, exactly. Put in a sweater.
Like a great song in the background.
Yeah. Eye of the tiger. Yeah.
This is penis fight. You know, and then, you know, you like pushing up off of little boards. And,
also, if you want to see some of my fight tapes, you can go to it's bonerbattles.net.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you can log on there and just, you know, just look up The Brent.
It should be, you know what? We should get the bonerbattles.org.
Just in case.
Orge.
Yeah.
So...
I got bonerbattles.gov and they contacted me. Like the government actually hit me up. They're like, hey, that's not cool. We were about to do that. It's like an army thing they were going to do.
No, yeah. That sucks.
I'm selling it to them though. It's still illegal. Yeah.
Yep.
So, but on that note, armhunter.com, you can buy instructional DVs and or apparel. And that's all I got.
This is penis fight.
What the fuck?
All right. Don't be retarded.
Phone call, it was Morpheus, and he said I was the one. Realizing the deal had been done, I turned to the east and all praised the sun. Now they grasp me, but they will dismiss. I do my 3D dance and remain undaunted. Then simply reverse the process as the hot slugs hit their chest plate. Checkmate, game over, you lose. Funky drunken monkey technique without screws. As the saying goes, if you snooze, you lose, and I won't be aiming when the Uzi ooze. Got him running for the heels. Style steady trucking like 18 wheels. Dope. Got him clucking like 18 pills. The head flies off and all the blood spills.
The legend of Jimmy Bones. Sharp as nails, tough as stones. This ain't based on no true story. This the real motherfucker.
Hairy vocal tones, most definitely real. Cause more horror than Amityville. Get out. My house got you scared, niggas don't chew like a church mouse. When I swing the Excalibur like Highlander, the head flies off, you see thunder and lightning. Much too late to realize your blunder. Suddenly you hear there can only be one. Well, this one, we apply Wild West tactics like turn back to back, take 10 paces and draw. But I'm sneaky with mine, turn around at 9 and blast you in your spine. High ride off into the hot sunset like the High Plains Drifter. Hear me, mister, no one blasts with. The one that comes to shoot and gift the X morph the spot and guaranteed to lift up.
Payback is a dope and revenge is sweet. Murder's the code that Jimmy lives by on these wicked ass streets. I cut your head off, go ahead and get your lead off, set off. Motherfucker bit his leg off. I want revenge, this shit won't end. You thought I was gone? Motherfucker, I'm back home. Jimmy Bones is on, so ain't no stopping this. I take you to the necropolis and place you in a front. Remain calm through this damn thing. Listen here, man. Killing after killing, dealing after dealing. You motherfuckers don't really know how I'm feeling, but I can't waste time and reflect on that. I gotta get these niggas who stab me in my back. Jeremiah Looper, bitch, and Eddie Mack. You turn my peoples out on the crack sack. 7-9, remember that way back? But karma came back, now you motherfuckers got to deal with that. What goes around comes around. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. It's a dog-eat-dog world.
Nigga, fuck that, my black ass back from the grave. Fucked up is how we behave. Where the fuck you think you running to? Everywhere your bitch ass turn, I'm in front of you. Motherfuckers wanna scream, but they choke. Pissing on they self when I raise that throat. Grab your bitch to suck dick while I smoke. Then hang your bitch, using tape and rope. Gone, motherfucker, take two to the head. Don't give a fuck, villain already dead. Already bled, list the names. All on the ass, nigga, fuck these games. Here to cause pain, pay back a bitch. When niggas gotta beg, not to be filled up with lead. Time for me to fuck up, then villain get the fuck out. Leave you stuck out, leave your fucking eyes plucked out.
Jimmy Bones, is that you? We killed you, motherfucker, and buried your ass in nothing but your bitch's bloody rags. Now I can count the holes in your motherfucking chest.